The following Crazy J Show is sponsored by Olio Entertainment. Visit them on the web at www.olio.com. That's spelled O-G-L-I-O. Or call to get a great catalog full of comedy music heard on this show and also tons of great music from the 80s and more. For a catalog, call 1-800-COOL-CDs.
Oh, You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, starting the show off a little differently this week due to the fact that the hard drive on the computer here in the studio crashed at the end of last week's show.
You told me that it was a toast. You put the bread in the thing, and you push the button, and it makes the toast.
No, no, the toaster's next to the computer.
That was my bad.
That's your bad.
That was my bad.
How is it your bad? You weren't even here. You were arrested last week.
Oh, I don't even want to get into that. That was just...
People want to know. I had to, the countdown was weird, the whole show ended weird, and all that stuff.
You know...
What happened?
I just,
Should we play the message again?
Yeah, why don't you play it again so people can, I guess maybe, who didn't listen, you know, can listen and they can kind of figure out what happened. But the moral of the story, folks, is, you know, just don't ninja...
That's not the true story, though. That's not the true story.
That's the true story, that's the truth.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Mad Mike is in the house.
Hello.
And you can check us out online through MySpace, myspace.com/crazyj13.
Don't slurp a ninja at the same time.
And that's not why you got arrested.
Why do you think I got arrested?
We know the real story.
The real story?
Right.
I'm sure you do.
Something happened and you just left because you got freaked out.
Oh, that... Yeah, well, that was what initially led to me being arrested. Yes.
Oh, so it was a combination of both.
It was a combination of both, yeah. I was like, this crazy dude comes and, like, decides to check out my dang and gives it a good squeeze, a hola.
Well, first off, why would you let him?
He was just like, whoa, dude, is that all you? Because it just so happens, I guess, that in my little... jeans, I have a monstrously huge package to somebody's eyes.
You should have just whipped it out and smacked him across the face and said, yep.
I was hoping to get a closer look so I could do that, but it never came down to that. Oh, then yeah. He was like, let me just give it a little poka-poka, and he did, and then that kind of weirded me out, you know?
Now he's a straight guy, from what I understand.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get him on, maybe we'll have him do the gay test.
Yeah, he's at least 49%. And, so I was like, dude, that guy is fucking weird, right?
Right.
So I was like, man, I better go get my slurp on and, you know, get some Cheetos and, you know, because we were doing a break. So I was like, you know, it shouldn't take too long. Get out, clear my head, figure out why some dude just touched my junk, you know?
Right.
weird, right? And so, oh, God, that's, and maybe you know what it was? I was already occupied thinking about it, that I wasn't giving myself 100% to the ninja.
And that's how you
and,
got
and that's
caught.
What happened, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as I can locate my cell phone, we'll play the message. But it is the
check
Rock...
Check your pockets?
Yeah, it is the Rock Comedy Show. And like I said,
always
you can check,
check your
you can check the official MySpace page to locate myself or Mike. Don't
or his
tase
cell phone.
Me, bro. Yeah, or my cell phone. You can also visit the official website, rockincomedyshow.com.
Yahoo!
Yay! Facebook, the Facebook account, I think, is going away at the end of the month.
Oh, you don't have a you have a Facebook?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it last time.
Oh,
and I said it just annoys me because it connects you with people you don't know.
Oh, yeah, oh, that's right.
And then you get like comments from people you didn't know about something you said about somebody they know, and it's just like,
you know, folks, I do have a Facebook, but my name is Junk McGee.
Junk McGee, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, so yeah, look me up, hit a brother up. Hello.
I was debating about doing the news tonight because we don't have the sound bites, but the stories
I'll
are
make some.
The stories are good enough that we don't need it. And just this
that's
one
a duck.
We don't need ducks.
Okay.
This one story, just the guy's picture alone. I thought my friend Bruce had a really bad lazy eye.
All right, let me see it. Let me take this out. All right, here we go. Wait, ready? Whoa! What on earth is going on? God damn. He didn't happen to get,
right.
Jesus.
His name? This is the greatest. Tell me this is not a porn name.
I'm on.
This is almost better than Sack Rider.
Oh, what?
His name is Sterling Divine.
That's just... That's ridiculous. Sterling Divine?
But look at that eye.
There's nothing divine about that, sir.
And you wonder, how he crashed.
I know, Dan Truck. He did crash. Yeah, he was trying to.
But
do
did
the
eye look like that before he crashed, or maybe after the crash?
I tell you what, he's better learn how to drive by braille.
It's quite a sight.
His eye is literally. His eye is looking at his other eye like, what the fuck?
So we are going to do Not in the News. We've also got Mike here for his how-tos. Yay! Little hint on what we're going to be doing with those how-tos today.
All right, people. I hope you like enchiladas. That's all I'm saying. Enchiladas, keep that in mind. It's going to come to play later.
Are you going to teach people how to make enchiladas?
I can't reveal.
Nice.
But just remember enchiladas.
And also on the show today, we're going to be doing an interview with a band, a local band called Miles to Empty. So they're going to be
sure?
here. Yeah, I'm positive.
I thought their name was If Lips Could Curl.
No, that's Lips Like Morphine, and they're not.
Are they here?
We haven't
who
confirmed.
Who are we interviewing?
Miles to Empty.
Who are they?
The band that's going to be here later today.
What happened to If Lips Could Curl?
They're not. We haven't confirmed with them 100% yet.
Oh, so they're in the band called If Lips Could Curl.
No, it's Lips Like Morphine.
Who are they?
That's who you think is the lips got curled or whatever.
If Lips Could Curl.
Whatever. That's
not them.
No.
But we're interviewing Miles.
Too Empty.
From it. Too Empty.
Miles to Empty.
Miles.
They're going to be giving away some tickets to their upcoming show at Diablo's.
Oh, that's great. They have good enchiladas there.
Stupid. What do you say? Let's get things started with a Stephen Lynch song.
Ooh, which one?
This is brand new from his Three Balloons CD.
Oh, is this the one about the Viking helmet?
Well, maybe. It's called Medieval Bush. Here it is for you now.
Beseech thee, give a trim, for thy bush doth overflow.
Milady doth have a 70s muff, a 1470s muff. Zounds, it's as prickly as a Christmas wreath. Think, it might hide some baby birds beneath. Pray, shave it off to make a coat. There are fur balls down mine throat, short and curly's twixt my teeth.
I say it not thy vagina is hirsute, but it looketh like thou hast buckwheat in a leg lock.
But soft, what hair through yonder girdle grows, to be or not to be put in cornrows. Oh, it is beastly and unruly, and it smelleth of patchouli, and that offends my nose.
I say it not thou art furry down there, but it doth resemble Fidel Castro eating a London broil.
Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Medieval bush.
You got the county jail tattoo. You're too far. cigarette.
Before, women remember you when you were nice because we were trying to get in your pants. Of course guys were nice when we first met you. We were like a bee, and once that stinger got inside of you, that bee died. Now you gotta deal with me, baby, because I'm the king fucking bee here now. Women don't want to fuck you, they want to fuck that other guy. So in order for you guys to get laid, you gotta pretend to be somebody you're not, and you hear this all the time. It's not just about sex. When you're nice to women, you get stuff. You know, when you're nice to me, I rub your back. When you're nice to me, I make you dinner. When you're nice to me, I blow you. When I'm nice to you, but I'm not nice. I want you to blow me when I'm being me. You never hear a woman go, you know, you're a fucking asshole. You never talk to me. You don't cuddle. You never take me out for dinner. All you do is play golf and hang out with your friends and smoke cigars. You don't help me with the laundry, but I want to suck your cock. Then you know she's blowing you. You see my point? That ain't going to happen. Because if a guy's an asshole, he don't get laid. And women, you know, you could talk from today till tomorrow about all these little poster boys, about your Ben Afflecks, or your George Clooney's, your Mel Gibson's, your Brad Pitt's, or your Antonio Banderas's. Let me tell you right now, if you found out those guys were wife beaters and drowned kitty cats every morning for breakfast, you'd go, I would never fuck Brad Pitt. You know, he beats up his wife and drowns kitty cats. He's a fucking asshole. If Julia Roberts came over to my house and shot my wife and daughter right in front of me and burnt down my house, I'd still fuck her. I'd kill that bitch, but I'd fuck her. If a guy's an asshole, we don't get laid. You call her shallow? Let me tell you right now, if my wife's acting like a cunt, I'll still fuck her. Because even though she's a cunt, her vagina did nothing wrong. And I can separate the pussy from the person.
The countdown begins with Bobby Slayton. He's going to be coming on in like 2 weeks. The guy is awesome.
Yeah, he's
really
funny, man.
He is funny. He's got his new show happening over at the Tropicana Hotel starting May 5th. He's going to be here on the show to come in, say hey, do the news with us, give some tickets away to his new show, and just go nuts. Because I got some great stories that I've been putting off for the news to wait for him to come.
To spring on him?
I just want to anger him.
You get mad. That's awesome.
Just have him yell so that like the mic level's only at 3 because he's peaking the level. He's just angry.
That'd be awesome.
It is awesome. Before that, we had Fastball in there. Great group. Awesome song, too, out of my head. It is the Rock and Comedy Show. If you want to contact Mike, you can email him.
No, do. Really, do.
Do. contact him at ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com.
It's a great... you'll never find a better website name.
Now, there were a couple of people that tried to friend request you, but they said you had your MySpace set to no bans. So have you taken care of that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I did. I went in there last night, and you know the reason why is because bands, you know, they have those crazy bot things. You just get a gajillion band things.
So it's not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah.
It seems to have slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
That and the bots for the hot models. And
see, I don't mind those.
I don't mind those either, but after a while, like,
I don't approve them. But
when you get 50 of them a day, or 50 of them in like 30 minutes,
oh, dude,
and I love it because they're all the same. Well, hi, I just moved to Vegas, and I want to be your friend.
Yeah, what?
No, you don't.
You do?
You're not totally interested in me, you slut.
Really, you found my space all for me? You must have a great rack.
That's right.
Allow me to inspect, ma'am.
So we did pole position last week here in Vegas.
It was fucking awesome.
It was awesome. We've actually done it a couple of times since then.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it was great, man. I loved it. I freaking beat Scanlon's ass.
You did. You know, the
in
funny...
in a naughty way.
The funniest thing I think about it was your brother spinning out.
Oh, dude.
Because when I saw the look at it, like, it was like cartoon eyes coming out of that helmet. Yeah, he was going crazy.
Who was describing it to me? He was like, I saw Jay go past me, and he was like, no way. So he guns it, and then goes into the turn, and he was like, huh? And it's just the whole back end comes out, and he says he could feel, like, the whole back.
He was shaking. It was that last turn against the far wall. He just turned, and it's like it's just going around, and all of a sudden, he looked like, I didn't think the car could do that.
Yeah, you're from behind Jay to in front of Jay, facing him.
Yeah, in like 15, in 15 seconds. Yeah. It was awesome.
You're like, huh, that really wasn't what I was expecting. And I was like, he was like, I don't know why my times were so bad. I was like, well, were you drifting out? He was like, yeah, man, all over the place, every single turn. I was like, you're not supposed to, you idiot. He's like, oh... I was like, weren't you paying attention to the thing they're telling you on the video? He was like, they never said anything about that.
Yes, they did.
I was like, they did.
You only break if you absolutely have to.
And he was like, and then he made me like, he was like, I didn't know what I was getting into. I should have known something was up because they made me put like a sock on my head, and those helmets were heavy. I was like, yeah, dude. He was like, I just didn't expect him to go that fast. Like, why else would they make you wear a helmet? Did he throw pickles at you? Come on, now.
But yeah, that was fun.
It was awesome, dude. I love that place. I was thinking about going to Fast Lap tomorrow.
Fast Lap.
They're fast.
Yeah. And hence the name.
It's very lap-like.
Stupid.
I know. It's awesome.
All right, so coming up on the news, we just kind of made fun of the guy's face, but
yes,
people listening can't really see what he looks like. You're missing out, people. Let me go over a few of the stories. Man says he cleaned with gas while smoking.
Hmm.
I think you might be able to figure out how that one turns out.
Hmm.
The House passes a bill that's too gross to talk about.
Hmm.
Interesting, right? Man gets syringe needle removed after 31 years.
Mm.
This is interesting.
Mm.
Coke cop says oral sex to blame for dirty test, but judge is not buying it.
Well, he's not. Judge is not buying the oral sex? Oil sex? Oral sex? Some type of sex?
Texas judge allows collection of dead son sperm.
Awesome. That's what I want if I die.
Robbery suspect didn't want girlfriend to have sex for money.
What?
I'm going to just do this one right now. We don't have sound bites, so I can do the story right now. It's just really simple.
Right.
Police have confiscated 14 bags of marijuana at a Philadelphia elementary school.
What?
Two 10-year-old boys and a 9-year-old boy were taken into custody at Thomas Morton Elementary in Philadelphia. Police say it appears one boy sold a small bag of the drug for just $2.
Just take as much, just grab as much as you can.
And gave away another bag.
Just gave it away?
Yeah, just have it.
Just have it. Just have it. Trying to set up his peeps, dude.
I just think it's funny. That's
build a clientele.
Cool story.
Start young.
Start young. Another story coming up.
Yeah.
This is pretty good. Jury rejects husband's fractured penis claim after seeing and hearing more about the male genitalia than probably you ever wanted to know.
That's awesome.
That's also coming up. And here's another good story. A German man found up in a tree 29 years after his suicide.
Wait a minute. He was stuck in the tree for 29 years?
Yes. We'll have that story coming up. Man causing real stink in motel room gets stabbed.
Whoa.
And one of our other stories, woman arrives at court for DUI smelling of alcohol. So those are going to be coming up in just a little bit. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll
are you
be
drinking, Dry? Not today.
Not today. You'll see how she got caught. It's pretty funny.
Sound effects. We don't have any today. Oh, why don't we have sound effects?
Because the
put toast in the DVD.
Right? That's right.
That's
fine. The hard drive has crumbs all over it.
Yes. Little did I know.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, you'll have your first how-to?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Mm-hmm. You know, the bread was actually warm, though. Didn't toast, but it was pretty warm.
Probably from the small fire you caused inside the computer.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back after this.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he goes again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What, are you stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical, doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
What is a hero? Does a hero have to wear a cape or a mask? Does a hero need big muscles? Are heroes born, or are they made? Inside every child is.
People do would. What do belly flops and jackknives off the diving board have to do with keeping kids off drugs?
Look out!
Everything. That's why the Troy Community Coalition volunteered to supervise Friday night swims at the town pool. Because kids who have something to do are less likely to do drugs. And when you give a little of your time,
you can keep a kid off drugs.
To find out about community drug prevention groups, toll free 1-877-KIDS-313. 1-877-KIDS-313. A public service message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy J.
Bye. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
Johnny took Tom back again. He's up there in his room. Bobby sitting next to him with Anita Lenda.
Comedy show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Mad Mike is here on the mic.
Hello.
That, of course, is one of the most requested artists in the history of the show, known as Zero Fingers. And I got some disturbing news the other day about Zero Fingers. They are breaking up. Their final show is going to be April 28th at Wasted Space at the Hard Rock Hotel. I do have an unlimited guest list, so anybody that would like to come out and party with me and say goodbye to the boys, just send me an email, crazyj@comic.com. We'll go out and party with them one last time.
Hello!
What are you, a fucking Teletubby?
How are you?
So, wait, Zero Fingers, why are they breaking up? Are they going to different bands?
The drummer wants to move back to Montana, and the lead singer, he's expecting his first kid and wants to kind of venture off and do some other things. So it's just
with his kid?
I don't know what he... I didn't get into the whole personal aspect of it. So maybe I'll have him on as a guest soon, and he can talk about
why?
It.
Why? He's not famous anymore.
But
nobody!
But anyway, we love Zero Fingers. It's really sad to see him go. So tonight on the Crazy 8 Countdown, we're going to be counting down the top 8 Zero Finger songs. And I think everybody out there probably could figure out what the number one Zero Finger song is going to be. But we'll have that for you a little bit later on. Still ahead, Miles the MD going to be here in the studio. Actually, the live studio out there to talk and hopefully get some... live performance going on out there.
That's assuming that they know how to talk into a mic, right?
Well, I would hope. Since they're musicians, they should know how to work it.
You'd think that that's something really easy. You'd have to be kind of buffoonic to not be able to do something like
right.
that.
Right. So we'll,
we're not, like, rubbing it in if they don't. You know, we're not saying that they're well, cretins.
Right. But they're going to be here to give away some tickets. I have a couple
they're
of pairs.
Like subhuman.
Shut up.
Sorry.
We have a couple of pairs to give away to their show coming up at Diablo's and all that stuff, so you're not going to want to miss it.
They got great enchiladas. You're going to love them.
Are you ready for your how-tos?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mad Mike and how-to.
All right, guys, this is the deal. You know how to tuck and tape now and all that jazz? But, well, there's still a lot of stuff going on, you know, that you need to make sure that you cover, conceal, get rid of. Even if you're not tucking, even if you're not taping, that you just, you know, maybe you're Scottish. I don't know. You're wearing a kilt. I don't know. You're doing some shit. I don't know. I'm going to teach you guys how to shave your genitals. This is for guys, of course.
Does this have anything to do with enchiladas?
Maybe it does. You just gotta keep listening. Maybe I'll throw an enchilada in that you don't have. Maybe that one's coming later.
Maybe it is.
First off, do you know how to shave down there? Well, I do. But I'm gonna show you right now. Not personally. I'm gonna try this. You never know. If I think it works.
You know, before you do the how-to, you should actually do it.
Yeah, that takes all the fun out, though. a lot of times, honestly, like, I'll just pick it up and read it. It'll be, like, the first time I read it when I'm telling it to you. So, okay. Oh, anyway. Let's see here. So, first off, you got to buy, like, a beard or hair trimmer and trim the pubic area to your desired length.
It's pubic.
I know that. Okay. I know it. So you gotta get a beard trimmer. It's not like a chin hair. You know, pubic hair is really different. It's got like its own consistency, you know? It's got like its own thing going on down there. I think they should make a special pubic trimmer. Because it's a different type of hair, you know? It's its own breed.
It's pretty coarse.
It's like, yeah, it's like how man is different from ape, yet we came from the same area type, maybe. Who knows? Fuck it. But anyway... You know, it's just like it's hair that has evolved, you know? It's the evolution process for the down there, okay? It's taken on a whole new life, okay? It's like a whole new environment. It's like the Amazon of the human body, okay? There's crazy stuff going on down there. Wild animals. Crabs. Eating shit, okay? So... Get a trimmer, okay? Tame the beast, alright? You heard the song earlier, Medieval Bush, not on my watch. Not happening here!
A little bush is fine.
A little bush. Yeah, a little
not,
bush.
Not,
a little
yeah,
bush.
Not,
yeah.
a forest.
Yeah, a little bush. Not a big bush.
Not shrubbery.
No shrubbery. No plant. No tree. No jungle. Okay. No George. All right. It says, take a hot shower, okay? This will loosen up the skin, make the hair a little easier to shave. Maybe you could just dunk your boys in some hot water, you know, get like a little bowl, just hold them in there, like a tea bag, you know, if you don't want to go and take a shower. Maybe you already took a shower, huh? I'm thinking now. So you can just get a bowl or a cup, some hot water, not too hot. You don't want to scold them. They're not in trouble, okay? They're not naughty. You're just giving them a shave, okay? And just like any wild animal, they're going to be timid at first. They might try to scratch you. A little bit of biting. You're just going to have to keep a firm grip. Show them who's boss, okay? You're here for them. Next, get like some good shaving cream that's intended for sensitive skin. I might recommend maybe like that Summer's Eve that chicks use to help with their vagina area.
That's you know? Douche. That's not shaving cream.
It's not?
No. Don't use
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Haha, that was me making sure you're paying attention. So you get some shaving cream that's intended for sensitive skin. Isn't all shaving cream sensitive skin? You're taking a fucking blade to your face, people.
No, it's not all.
Who does not have sensitive skin? What are you? You're not the Hulk. Everybody's got sensitive skin. If you take a blade to your face and cut, you're going to go, ow. Okay? You put that shaving cream in there, you go, ah. It's all sensitive. Whatever. Just use some shaving cream. Get the kind that comes out and sounds like this. Okay? I love that stuff. Next. It says if you, using a new 3 or 4-bladed razor. What do you need? Do you need a beard hair trimmer, or do you need a 3 or 4-bladed razor?
You use the trimmer to get the big bush out of the way, the coarse stuff.
Or a weed whacker.
Or a weed whacker. Whatever's going on down there.
The coarseness.
And then when that's done, you use the blade to get a little closer shave.
Oh, to get a close. Okay. Gotcha. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, you can use... What about the ones that you use for your face that are like...
No, you don't use that kind. No. No, that's...
No, no. Can't use those?
No, you don't use those.
Okay, well then, let's see here. Okay. Shave each area using short, very light strokes. That's what she said. Pulling the penis...
Penis.
Downward... pulling the penis downward, shave from the top of the penis, upward to the navel. What? That's nowhere near your balls. What the hell am I shaving? It says shave your genitals. It's telling
She means to the direction you pull from the back to the front, heading towards your navel, not from your navel down. You want to go the opposite direction.
From the top to my belly button, right?
In the not to your belly button, but to the direction of your belly button.
Upward to the navel. Let's say toward.
Upward to, which means the same thing.
Something fishy is going on here.
Unless you're shaving it all off.
Maybe you won't. I don't know, maybe. Okay, most of the hair growing between the
penis.
And the stomach grow downward. Holding the penis. Downward and in the opposite direction of the area you are going to shave. That sounds dangerous.
Well, it can be.
This is a dangerous operation. You might want to wear goggles. Well, this is the thing. Like, I thought, I was told, I'm informed, that if you shave your face, you're supposed to go with the grain.
Yes.
Not against. They're telling you to go against the grain here, folks. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's true.
That sounds like it's going to be itchy later. Maybe cause a rash.
It's going to be itchy anyway.
Says you. You know, I have actually had to shave everything once.
I was going to say, like, when you do your shows and stuff, right?
Dude, my ass was the itchiest, dude. freaking when it starts growing in back around your bunghole. That's the worst. Oh, my God.
First time I ever had it done, I had a hernia operation, and they shaved everything.
Oh, God.
So on top of the hair not being there, but they had the bandage from the operation, so when the hair started growing back, it was like, whoosh.
Oh, God.
That was the worst pain. A hernia operation is not fun.
Don't get a hernia?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Or if you do, just try to take care of it yourself.
But there was all laid up, and the hair started growing back. You look like a dog doing the butt scooting boogie across the freaking carpet.
I walked like a penguin for a week.
Yeah, it's not fun.
The hair when it grows in is real hard, dude. I had like cuts. I had cuts on my freaking ass, dude, from where the hairs would rub against my cheeks, causing friction, folks. It's science.
If you would have farted, you would have exploded.
Dude, I would have. I would have taken off like a hot air balloon. Okay, so anyway. What are we doing here? Okay. Now, holding the... Oh, wait, we did cover that. Shave upward using... shave using upward motions. Right, you already know that. Fuck it. All right. Holding the penis...
Penis.
To the sides. Shave inwards. In the sides of it. And in the sides of the scrotum. Oh, that's a clever word there. Scrotum. How was your scrotum today, sir?
Why, smooth.
Jolly smooth, fellow. So holding it to the side, the penis, of course, shave inwards, in the sides of it, and shave in the sides of the scrotum. They're literally telling you to shave your pee-pee. The pee-pee itself.
Well, some people, you know, when they have the bush, they have the hair right there.
On their pee-pee? Yeah. Sure. I'll buy it. Yeah.
You're a freaking ape or something.
Okay, if you're an ape listening to this show, and you're like, what the hell do I
maybe
do
you're a, maybe you're Italian, and you just got a freaking...
Yeah. Monster bush! Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, anyway. Holding the penis. Upwards, shave downwards carefully from the penis.
Penis. And that's the last time I'm going to say it.
All right. To the lower part of the scrotum. Now you're going up, going down, all around town. Now that you're all tubular and aerodynamic down there.
Nice staple job on that, by the way.
You think so? probably not, huh? I'm not very good at the whole stapling thing. I'm still working on it. I'd be a horrible cleric. Or whatever. Admin dude. Whatever you call him. Okay, the scrotum is extremely easier to shave. Extremely, okay?
So you get down towards the butt crack. Then
if the skin is extended, it says. If the skin is extended.
Well, what does that mean?
What the fuck should I know?
what does extended mean?
Extend it.
How does extend?
Grab your scrotum and extend it.
Yeah, you got it?
Give it a good tug. If you have a dog, let him play with it. They'll get extended, that's for sure. The dog is unbelievable. The scrotum should be shaved from the middle part of it to the sides with extreme care. Maybe use a little bit of extra summer's eve, okay? Rinse off and wash area using a mild soap. What's the difference between a mild soap versus a not mild soap?
Is no, because like if you use like a deodorant style soap with a fresh cut, it could stink.
You know this from experience?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Professional over here. Professional scrotum shaver. If you need your scrotum shaved, come see.
No, I won't shave your scrotum. I'll just shave mine.
Just your own? Can Ryan watch? Alright, so if you do not shave often, or if this is your first time, use some antiseptic cream to counteract the skin irritations and pimples. You might even want to throw in maybe a little bit of, Pepto-Bismol?
Why? Why would you use Pepto-Bismol?
Dude, what if it, like, is, you know... irritated and...
That's for the inside, not the outside.
Pepto-Bismol can cure fucking anything, okay? It's pink. It's pink. Okay? What else can you ask for from a medicine? You can't. If you use the edge of a toilet seat to sit on, letting your pubic area sit over a garbage can while shaving, the mess will be next to nothing to clean up. I recommend... Okay, that's fucking weird, first off. Well, I would say, why don't you just sit over your garbage disposal?
Yeah. I say make it a date night. Have your lady come over.
And box? Box it?
Shave ya. Let her shave ya. But make sure she's in an extremely good mood.
Seriously. Yeah, it's not a good time to tell her that you're moving out or whatever.
Breaking up with her. Thank you for shaving my nutsack, honey.
Basically, it's saying the mess will be next to nothing to clean up if you sit over a trash. How would you like that, dude? Just be chilling.
Why don't you just sit over the toilet and let it catch the water and then just flush when you're done?
Yeah, unless you have a dog. And then your dog will have, like, pubic hair sticking out of its
He wouldn't be doing it while you're sitting there.
You don't know that.
You're freaky.
What if the dog heard the how to be a ninja? Okay? You're sitting there on your toilet, minding your own business. Next thing you know, because you're going to hear it, the slurp, slurp, slurp from the water, you're going to be like, what the hell? And your dog's going to be all clinging up on the ceiling.
First off, if you have a dog the size of Napoleon, he ain't sneaking around anywhere.
Napoleon was a very small person, okay?
Is that small, laying right there? No.
No, I guess not.
You're right.
Dude, but look, he could probably be ninja-fied. You don't know it. You don't even know it. You don't know what he does when
you're gone. Can we get through this?
Yes. Basically, okay. Notice that... Okay, hold on. Never mind. Fuck that. Okay, you can let your hair grow without problems and simply shave the penis. Penis. Before,
penis.
There you go. Before getting into action. Getting into action. Lice. So, you know, just before you're ready to get some action, before you're ready to do the humdinger, maybe give it a good waxola. This is my favorite one, though. It says this thing, where is it? Okay, no, this is the best. I was really shocked when I read this. It should be easier. Okay, which is going to be... I'm telling you right now, they're so full of shit. It should be easier to shave while a penis...
Penis.
...is erected, since the skin will be more extended...
That's what they meant.
...and the penis... Penis. ...is easier to handle. You may need to stimulate yourself slightly. Okay, first off...
Wait, I have it. Just call Brian.
Just call Brian. Yeah.
Hey, I need to shave my nutsack. Can you come over and give me a squeeze?
Seriously. But hold on. If I am, let's just say, at attention, the last thing I'm thinking about now is shaving my nuts. Okay? It's not going to make it easier. I'm not as concentrated now. Okay? My mind has wandered onto bigger and better things. Okay? I don't see how this is going to help me get through shaving. I don't see how that's going to help me having a giant metal blade in my hand covered in cream is going to make me shave easier. I don't know. But they tell you if you are going to do that step, use some KY. See, you know what? It's just some Summer's Eve.
It doesn't say Summer's Eve. Why would you use douche? It has vinegar in it and stuff. That would stink.
Vinegar? This vinegar is in douche?
Of course.
So I could be like, you're a vinegar douche. And I would be using some science on
it. You could just use douche and that would be just as good.
That's,
Is that it?
That's pretty... Dude, seriously? That's a lot. The itching. Oh, the itching. Once the hair starts to grow back...
That is a bitch, dude.
It's like crazy. You either have to shave again or put up with the itching. Once you have shaved a few times, the skin will become used to the treatment, and usually, the itching subsides. Crikey! A small amount of lotion can prevent the itching. But I'll be. Don't shave before exercising. Not only will the sweat irritate the area, but the friction... The friction, folks.
What is it?
Gents, the friction from running or other movement, like humping. It's an exercise, folks. It's an exercise. Will irritate the area as well. So, oh, also, you might want to know, be careful of using Nair in the scrotal area, for it will burn you. Do not, I repeat, nay, on using a straight razor, for obvious reasons. It is straight. If you are gay, you will not use a straight razor. For you are not straight either.
Is that it?
Tis all.
And that is Mad Mike with How to Shave Your Genitals.
You're welcome. You're so very welcome.
Speaking of shaving your genitals, we have an expert.
Yep, I'll be right back.
We have an expert.
Oh.
Here's Rodney Carrington talking about the time he shaved his nuts for his wife. Check it out.
But I love her. She's a good woman. Through thick and thin, I do things for her. I thought it'd be neat over her birthday if I shaved a little heart out of the hair above my pecker. Well, let me tell you how this happened. I was in Wisconsin in a hotel room, and it was snowing outside. And I was in the bathtub all lathered up down there because it feels good. It feels good to me. And I was trying to make his heart with a razor, and from this angle, it looked more like a liver, so I just shaved it all off. And at this point, I looked like a little kid with a big dick. It was wrong. And I got to tell you, if you think that thing is ugly with hair on it, woo! You take the hair off of it, looks like a sea creature out of its shell down there. I didn't know this, but you got this, guys have this fat on both sides down there. I was looking in the mirror going, shit, I'm fat down there. I got pussy lips. I got pussy lips. I was trying to make a toupee out of the hair I shaved off. I'm sorry, little fella. Oh, my. I got home 4 days later. I had forgotten what I had done. I came out of the shower. My wife walked in and went, what the hell did you do? I went, oh, shit. Oh, ta-da. I didn't know what to tell her. I was embarrassed. Then she came over and she felt them. She says, I like them. They're smooth. Then I got cocky. Oh, yeah? You like that? Helicopter, 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 helicopter! You boys have all done the helicopter. Come out of a shower. It's a little longer than normal from the heat. Whip off a towel, you're looking in the mirror, ain't nobody home. Look at that big motherfucker. Helicopter, 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 helicopter! Because when a man is alone, he's got the biggest dick on the planet. I ain't got a big dick. You know why we do the helicopter, girls? Because we can, that's why. What kind of tricks can you do? What is this? Washing the window? What the fuck is this? I gotta ask you, fellas, have you ever tucked your pecker down in between your legs to see what you look like with a puss? Look, I got a puss! Sometimes I'll sit in the bathtub, look at my puss, and get horny looking at my puss. And the reason you're laughing is because you've all done it. Now, the problem with shaving your puss is when it grows back, when you shave whatever it is you got down there, when it grows back, it itches like crazy. Sandpaper cannot cure this itch. The only way to fix it is keep shaving. And my wife told me after about 3 or 4 weeks, if you're going to keep shaving your nuts, you might want to just use Nair. It doesn't grow back as fast. Well, this is a shitty idea. And I know, because I did it. From the advice of the Almighty, my wife. I was in our bedroom, sitting on the big fluffy chair with my tennis shoes on for some damn reason and nothing else. And my wife was in the bed reading a magazine facing me giggling. Because I was putting air on my nutsack with a cake spatula. It does not come with an applicator. I told her, I said, what are you laughing at? If the kids walk in, I'm in some serious shit here. This is your idea. How long do I leave it on there? She said, don't leave it on there no longer than 10 minutes. Well, I'm thinking I'm a man. My shit's a little more coarse. I need a little extra treatment. Well, this was bad idea number two. This beat the shit out of bad idea number one. This is a chemical that burns the hair off your body. Water hits hair, hair falls off, goes down drain. Water hits nuts, nuts fell off, went down drain. Holy shit. It burnt for 3 days like a midget was following me around with a tiki torch. Just get the fuck away from me. And when you do something that damn stupid, you can't tell your friends. What'd you do? Nothing. I'm just getting old. Leave me alone, fucker. You tell them you put an air on your nutsack, you're going to be drinking by yourself for a long time.
I was young, I knew everything. She, a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stop a baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. Won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely flesh men. Took a week's vacation to forget her. This girl took a week's worth of Valium and slapped, and now he's guilt stricken, sobbing with his head on the floor. Thanks, somebody knowing how he never really wept. He said, he held responsible. She was touching her face. Held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die. We were merely flesh men. For the life of me,
quiz for parents with third grade teacher Mr. Bonner.
Today's quiz will test your general knowledge. 1. Name one Hollywood director. 2. Name one actor from a TV sitcom. Number 3. Name one comedian. 4. Name one game show host. 5. Name one professional athlete. Number 6. Name one reality TV show. And one more question worth 100 points. Name one teacher you've met visiting your kid's school.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kids. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
All rise, all rise. This honorable court is now in session.
Please be seated. The defendant shall remain standing. The defendant is before this court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime by a jury of his peers. Given the severity of this crime, it is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Joining us in the live room, we have Miles to Empty. Welcome to the show, guys. Woo-hoo! Playing all over town. You're going to be rocking the roof here.
Are we on the air right now?
Yes. Whenever I start talking like that, that usually means, yeah, we're doing the show.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So why don't we have you guys introduce yourselves to the listening audience?
I'm Mike.
Yeah. Oh. They know who you are.
Right, you guys.
I'm Mike, too.
Oh, there you go. I'm popular.
I know this mic way better than this.
Yeah.
This is so fun. My name's Ryan. I sing for him because I can't play an instrument.
And I'm Nate, the drummer.
That's probably the only line you can hear out of Nate.
No, we'll get Nate to talk.
We'll do it. Get the questions directed towards me.
So when did you guys form as a band? You guys have had some changes too, right? Some rough times.
This carnation... been since
2007,
right?
No, 2007, yeah.
Is that your final answer?
We started this thing we didn't know. They started this thing and, you know, being MySpace junkie and everything, I found them on there one day and was like, well, they need a singer. So I auditioned for them and Nate was in there. There was another guitar player, it was JC and Mike. And we got together, played a bunch of shows doing that.
Oh,
we forgot to tell about where Nate quit, though. Nate quit, so then we had a different job. Then I had a friend that tried to kill me with a jet ski, so he shattered my pelvis, and we took a six-month hiatus, and then
nice.
Went back together and picked up a new bass player who
is in here today.
Yeah.
How's that pelvis doing anyway?
So it's doing good, man.
Good? Okay, that's good.
It's like a great behind the music story, though.
Yeah.
It is.
You're going to be famous on VH1 one day.
Right, for sure.
See it.
For sure. One day.
Yeah.
Or you could, audition for Def Leppard. They have the same luck.
Yeah.
Paint them with your arm.
Do you guys have any inspirations?
Objects.
Flock of Seagulls, maybe?
No.
Match.com,
yeah.
Match. Oh, God. Match.com. Nice.
Oh, plenty of... Don't tell anybody about that. That's the secret side, yeah.
Oh.
You gotta tell me this.
Now, inspiration's I'm obsessed with, like 90s rock. Love Matchbox 20. Love Goo Goo Dolls. Love stuff like that. I like music that has a lyric that you can listen to the words and it makes sense. It's not talking about... I don't know.
Chickens?
I like chickens. I mean, yeah.
Would you write a song about chickens?
Oh, I would definitely write a song.
With me? Could we write one together? No? Okay.
Wow. No. You were shot down. No. That's awesome.
Sorry, I'll keep coming with more. You just didn't like the chicken idea. I'll keep going.
I like songs where the lyrics make sense, where the lyrics, I'm big in lyrics. I listen to country music, so I know it's horrible. But I've grown up listening to country, so I listen to ballad songs. I like to write ballad songs.
Dolly Parton's got really big boobs.
Yeah.
It's good about country, right?
I think she's about, what, 38?
38, yes. Yeah, 38.
Exactly.
Maybe 39.
Exactly. What about you, Mike?
I'm pretty along the same lines as Ryan. I'm in the country.
Culture.
And copycat. My favorite band is Goo Goo, Jim Blossoms.
Wow.
Goo Goo Jim Blossoms?
Jim Blossoms and County Crows.
County Crows are awesome. Yeah. Goo Goo Dolls are
all
awesome.
About
in
the
lyrics,
too. And Adam Durst from County Crows writes a pretty good song. So, Yeah. Then I grew up listening to, like, 80s hair metal, too, so I...
Fuck singles!
It's kind of quite fun to see. Like, I don't like Boyden and,
We went to the Monster Circus at the Hilton, and he was like, oh, Dee Snider, right? He's the lead singer of the Flock of Seagulls. I was like,
what you do with Flock of Seagulls?
You know, I don't know, but I was...
I know.
I was screaming it out, like, the whole time we were at Monster Circus. Every time it would be quiet, I'd be like, Flock of Seagulls!
People staring at me like, get this guy out of here.
Yeah, they probably were. They could figure out who I was. I was hiding behind.
Right now he's in, like, Pack of Chickens, but he's going Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah, Flock of Seagulls. I'm working my way up the bird chain.
Chickens, seagulls.
So, yeah. Nate, what about you? Favorite salami? What?
I love the 90s too. Nirvana, Pearl Jam.
There you go.
Some grunge. All those kind of
flannel
bands.
Shirts. Do you own any?
Sure.
Yeah.
You
wear
them? Actually,
yeah. Do you? Oh, look at that. That's awesome.
Well, we have you here, so why don't we get you guys to do something for us? Right. Do a little rock.
Preferably music. We're not big on dancing.
Which one?
The little one.
Yeah, we can do that. We got this little song that's like a 1 minute song because.
You haven't finished it?
No, I didn't.
Basically, that's what happened. We were like, you know, this is just perfect timing. It's exactly 1 minute. We're keeping it.
All right.
Well, yeah.
What's the name of the song?
Need You Now.
Okay.
Yeah, we got 1 minute.
The 1 minute.
There it is, exactly 1 minute. Yay.
It could be the hidden song on something.
Yeah. So what's like the craziest idea you've written a song about?
Craziest idea?
Yeah.
Aside from like jacking off spiders for nickels?
That's good. Or I was
that's
thinking
good.
Like maybe like punching a camel in the eye and it lactated on you.
Hey,
you know. It happens, okay? It happens. It happens. All the time in Venezuela. It happens.
Sorry,
camels.
We can't go to
bed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those crazy jungle camels.
But, you know, like, when I write lyrics to songs, I write, like lyrics about this horrible, you know, relationship, how this girl did this poor guy so wrong. I have no idea how I got these lyrics. It's not my story. It's like real life, right? It's my surreal life story, and I'm like, damn, what a bitch. So then, yeah. But.
That's cool.
Those lyrics I am with. And
I can't help but my lyrics don't make sense.
Yeah,
like
colors and shooting stars and
you know my favorite one is Easy.
Easy?
Yeah.
That's another one of those songs, though. That's another one of those songs about how this girl's so wrong. I mean, where
she thought it would be easy.
Yeah, how she thought it would be easy to get this guy back, but you know he's been there and she cheated on him before. And you know, I do hate myself and swap people.
You're like, aha!
Wow!
I can't help but notice that two of you appear to be Caucasian, and you are not, Nate.
Hey, I'm not yellow.
I wasn't sure if I was just trying to meet like the whole ethnic thing, or
right.
Yeah, fill our quota.
Yeah, fill in the quota.
Well, you guys,
opportunity band employers.
You're not good at math, are you? Because
our bass player is Portuguese.
Oh, is he really?
So, yeah. I'm moving to space to escape the sweatshop.
Got tired of making Nikes.
This sucks. That's right. For a quarter day.
Yeah.
So you guys play all over town, but where so far has been some of your favorite places to play?
Aside from here.
Definitely Candy Club was an awesome show. Like, the sound system there was great.
You were there.
I was there. Fastball. Yeah. That was an awesome show.
Wait, Jay was there?
So too bad you guys ruined it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You know what killed that show, honestly? That really mellow guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was...
When it first started...
They should have had it. They should have had him on where everybody was just coming in and getting ready for the show.
That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, because...
They played like
10 hours.
Well, the thing of it is, you had those guys playing, and they were good, and they pumped the place up, and then you bring this guy in that was doing 25, 30 minutes of just the elevator music, and then...
The guy paid Kenya Club to play. So they said, whatever you want, you got.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think that's what kind of died it out.
Well, when Fastball came on, there was nobody even... I mean, there was more people there to watch us than there was Fastball. I mean... They headlined. I mean, they were platinum-selling bands.
The greatest thing about the Fastball show was we were in front. We were standing in front of the stage and we're watching. There was a group behind us, a group of like four or five people that were sitting down at the table. The end of the night, when the show was all done, they walked up to us. Thank you for standing in our way the whole night. Get up and move! Like the freaking rock concert.
Big enough, right? The place is huge.
And you could tell Fastball was not.
They were bummed.
They were not thrilled. Then they came out because people wanted them to come out, and it seemed like their second set was a little better, but yeah, but that was a good show.
Where are you guys going to play next?
We're playing that Battle of Bands at Diablo's on the 19th.
Where's that?
Rock-a-roo.
I've never heard of Diablo's.
Imagine that.
Let's talk about that. This is your first Battle of the Bands?
Yep.
Who set that up? Nate?
Actually, Mark wrote us and asked us if we'd be interested in Mark Hornsby. We would be interested in doing it, and we were like, hells yeah.
And who are you going up against?
We're going up against Atomic Nutshell.
We're going to lose.
Who we don't know so much about.
We're going to lose.
Lose. It's optimistic.
You might try to find them on MySpace or Match.com. Maybe that.
Well, they have them on MySpace.
I was like, we got this. And Mike's like, they're good. I was like, we have a difference of opinions, but no, they were good.
Show up with a crowbar, guys. That's what
right.
I do.
Right.
Fuck it.
Bring it. You would look with a crowbar in the chair?
Fuck yeah, dude.
If you want a tip on how to go to the next round, just bring a lot of 38-year-olds.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's gonna look like a casting call for the next Rock of Love.
Nice.
That's what I would do. It'd be great, whatever. Fishnets and see-through jean jackets.
Woo! But how long have you guys been playing? I mean, have you been in other bands? You know?
Never done it.
This
was the first band I've ever been in. And
sounds like it. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
Where's your drum set? I played through college in a few different bands, and then I moved out here. And then this is the first band I started playing with when I moved out here. So I've been in like four bands.
Where are you from originally?
Seattle?
Grunge City.
Oh.
Nice.
He looks kind of like
it. I lived it.
You lived it. Do you have any flannel shirts?
I know.
Not anymore, but he did.
Give them all to Nate.
That's right.
Nate's like, you're throwing these away?
What?
These are great.
You should wear a flannel for the show.
I will.
Yeah.
Nate, what about you? When you were in those sweatshops, did you have any bands going?
Yeah, back in high school. Rage Against the Machine cover band. Back in the Philippines.
No way, that's awesome. That's
really?
Yeah.
That was the first time I heard it.
That's cool.
We told you we'd get him to talk.
They were really close.
Yeah.
This is actually the most Nate's probably talked to me, huh? year.
We're like, it's my worst band in the United States.
Is this you think you're the best band you've been with, or are you still looking for bigger and better things?
No, I'm still
looking.
You're like,
yeah, by the way, this is my resume.
He's secretly putting things out on Craigslist under another name.
Here's the spleen, no longer needed. I don't know why I do that. I do it all the time.
But this is the Rock and Comedy Show. Miles to Empty is here in the studio with us.
What is it?
Miles to Empty.
I thought it was If Lips Could Curl. No?
He can never get it right. He gets confused with the Lips Like Morphine.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they are good.
My friend, his bass player, Del Star, he's really good. They got their new CD out.
Yeah, they're awesome. Went to see him the other night at the Bunkhouse, and they canceled their show. But all the other bands went on, so that was fine.
We have a reason why they canceled.
We did not find out.
Somebody was allergic to pickles. Yeah. It happens. It happens.
It does. You're right.
Wow.
So can we get another song from you guys?
Sure. Do silence? Or
why don't you do complicated?
Yeah, why don't we?
Sounds complicated.
Well, because the other ones are so gay. Like, they're just loving songs right now.
You wrote those lyrics, right?
I was writing for me. And like right now, it's not you guys. I'm just like, not about it.
Alright,
we'll just think about it. There you go. Yeah, I'm not singing. This is complicated.
Okay.
It's complicated. Don't worry about me, I'll be just fine. The photograph's fading. Won't be long now when I think it's time. Never had enough, getting out of trouble. Think it's back to where it all began. Yeah, simple day. It's not enough, I'm got stuff. Cause sure, I'm gonna fuck you to wind up through the game. Yeah, stupid game.
That's awesome. It sounds great.
My nipples can cut glass right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the effect.
Let's stand over
that's
there.
That's
what I was really
thinking.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm laughing. James, I'm like, what's your
yeah, whoa. Your gun is sticking into my hip. That was cool, guys. That's awesome. Yeah. How many times do you guys practice a week?
Some practice twice a week, but usually one gets canceled or postponed or something.
No, we've been saying it
twice a week. I'm going to say like 1.6 times a week on average.
1.6. Not 38.
Dude, let's put this 38. For our viewers out there.
Yeah. Figure it out.
No, let's not do that for our
viewers. Is there a album in the works?
Well,
we've had an album in the works for a year. But
that's why I keep bringing that up.
Yeah.
I just
keep spending
money. Yeah, that's just money. We got we did shirts with the money that we compiled now. And,
now we're completely wiped out.
Shirts work good in CD players. Those are awesome.
They can be on CDs with them.
Other people's.
But yes, eventually.
We've got enough songs to write an album. We just don't have enough funds to write an album.
Well, do you guys have like a MySpace page, something that somebody can donate to?
Definitely, man. My PayPal account.
My personal one.
My personal
yeah.
one. Well, actually, yeah, if anybody wanted to ever donate anything, you can hit us up on MySpace. And yeah, we have a band PayPal account that's being approved and set up right now so we can sell these shirts. But it's not, it takes like a week for PayPal to verify account.
How much do your shirts cost?
They're cheap. They're $10. And we've got girls' tank tops that are, the girls' tank tops are awesome. We should have brought some.
I didn't know we'd actually be on.
I got one in the car.
Tank top?
Girls' tank top?
I don't want to know why he has it in the car.
He's like, hey, little girl.
When he's perusing my
puppy,
he's
like, we fired.
I got
this
one in the
tank
top.
Go grab one.
But you only have shirts, huh?
This is the part of the show where we'll talk about him when he leaves.
Socks and mittens?
Some mittens? No, like some He-Man underwear type things, but where He-Man's head's gone, it's just got like Miles Bam He-Man.
There you go, that's good.
Right?
I think that'd be like...
Right.
Alright.
I used to be He-Man, you could be She-Ra, and then like, they could be Skeletor. And then Virgo gets to be that little
Orko
guy. Orko, yeah.
There you go.
See, we have it all ready to go.
Right.
I think you should run with it.
You should
totally. Absolutely. 100%.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Mad Mike is here.
What up? Hello? Word?
Word. It's always a surprise with this guy. So, have you had a really bad gig that...
Are we on the air?
What was our worst gig? Our worst gig was probably... Places?
We played that bit? Yeah, that's when they got drunk. And could play drunk. My personal worst gig was the first when we first came back and had one. And the second song, we get on the stage, and I forgot the lyrics. We only sang the song like 5,000 times. I forgot the lyrics. And instead of, like, being professional and all... Actually... This guy was there. We played with Dead America at that show. And I remember instead of being personal, Mikey looks at me and he's like, oh, like, help me out here. I forgot the lyrics. I mean, the crowd didn't know. Nobody knew. Because nobody knows the song. But after that, I got a bloody nose all of a sudden just from being nervous. It was great. I was like, wow.
Could have been like, just for you.
Yeah. I don't know.
You guys like playing at the Puff Lounge?
We did. Puff was one of our favorites.
Yeah.
What happened in that place? It's not doing
it. Went away in a puff of smoke.
Oh, it's gone?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody playing there, so
yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I was looking at, they never heard from me.
I heard that somebody bought it and they were going to redo it.
That'll be like the fifth time the place has been rebought and sold. Bad. Yeah. It was a good room, though.
Canyon Club closed down, too, right?
See? Everywhere you guys go.
I know.
That should be...
That's good. Ice house closed down.
See, on the back of your shirt, you should have just put "See us while you can" at Diablo. So "See us while you can" at
Ice house.
All the clubs we played with Texas through it.
It's got the whole 1953 through 2000.
There's a lot of good rooms. Yeah, Ice House is gone too. They had a good room.
That was a cool stage.
Yeah, it was big.
Everything around here is small now. I mean, like the bunkhouse is tiny. That freaking frog is tiny.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst.
Yeah.
I gotta redeem myself. What was the worst show we played?
Is that you got drunk? Is that where it was? This freaking frog?
I forgot the whole song.
No.
Wow. No, the ending.
Oh yeah, that was like the first
song. I stopped playing and they kept on going like.
Like the singer quit during the song. Shit. The guitar player quits during the song. Like if they don't play, there's still enough instruments to back it up, and you really don't know. When the drummer quits playing, everybody's like, it's crickets and shit. Is what and God forbid you mess up when we're playing, because and nobody just lets it go. Everybody stops what they're doing, turns around, and
like,
what?
Yeah, we're not smooth like that.
Yeah, you can't play it off.
Nah. No. We're like, oh, we got it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We're like, what the fuck, Nate?
Well, you should do that anyway, no matter who messes up. Just be like, what the fuck, Nate?
You're right.
No matter who it is.
What the fuck? Why can't you remember the lyrics?
So just you leave this out in there, and it's like, what the fuck?
No.
No, it just stays on?
It just stays on.
Sometimes we'll say Farfignugan instead.
Right.
But, yeah. And hey, show the shirts.
Yeah, show the shirts.
Let the camera see them.
Model them, Nate.
Yeah, model them like anyway. Model them like you did on your YouTube advertisement
like
the other night. That was pretty good.
Like
yeah.
And why don't you do the shirt?
Yeah.
We're on a Mikey blog. Did you see that video?
I did.
It was hilarious.
It was really funny.
You know, I used to do those a lot. I used to get a lot of comments. I don't get any comments anymore.
Didn't you post that shortly after the Peep Show the other night?
No, I did it before the Peep Show.
But it was the same night, because I think I saw it the same day.
Really?
All
right, get the shirts up here.
Right.
I'll hold some.
Please, tank top, mouth's empty. Booyah! No,
nice.
On one.
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah, Mikey actually designed that.
Is that a Boston baked bean in the middle?
For sure.
I can't
for sure.
Yeah. Kidney bean, yeah.
And then, yeah, and there's these ones. There's the white ones.
That's nice.
Dark green.
And dark green one. But they're like, I mean...
So we're doing a special offer for the Battle of the Band show. $5 a ticket, $5 for the shirt, $10 get you both. Booyah.
Why don't you guys think of that like when we did that before?
Yeah.
Where you were like, $5 for this ticket, this is your ticket, right?
How can they call and get free tickets? How do we do that?
We'll give them away. We'll do a email type contest.
Okay.
And we'll do it that way.
Two sets?
Two pairs. Two pairs of free tickets to the show.
So that's 36 tickets?
By my calculations. That's awesome.
You might.
Yeah.
Can you guys play any other instruments?
How about we give the first set of tickets away to the first 38-year-old female?
Sounds good.
Couldn't be better.
Pair,
so 39. They can't know anybody in the band because that's just
cheating. Well, how am I going to know that?
You don't know. I'll tell you.
We have to prove the winner.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Yeah, that's not going to work. We're going to have to...
No, Mom, you can't have a ticket.
Yeah.
I think you guys will do good. I mean, I've never heard the other band, so...
We're excited just to be asked to play it.
Yeah.
That's a cool venue. So that's one of...
It is. It's a lot of fun up there.
Yeah.
They got a foul smell coming out there, huh?
It's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, but still, yeah. Like the plastic shitter, like right there by the band, by the stage.
Well, yes.
Is it?
Yeah. If you really suck, you don't want to know how they they dump it.
Well, you got there.
Yeah, Diablos isn't bad. The service sucks, but the place is cool.
I was there on New Year's last year with a girl that I'm dating and. Didn't get to see New Year's because she got so drunk and couldn't stand up that she got kicked out by 11 o'clock at night.
And?
Nah, that's the end of that story.
That's
the end of that story. But anyways, yeah, got us drunk, kicked out. She looked like Bambi when he walked across the ice on the dance floor. She'd just get up and her legs would just...
Oh.
Help her back up. And same thing again. So I'm
nice.
Three times of that, yeah. We had to carry her out.
Nice.
We didn't talk anymore.
Yeah.
Take her home. I was like, are you awake? Nope. All right, cool.
Now, do you guys just have a MySpace or do you have an actual website as well?
We just have MySpace. www.myspace.com/milestone
Just look at Miles Dempsey on MySpace.
Yeah.
I think we're the only ones. I think we're the only ones in the world.
If they're like, if they're in Russia, would it be kilometers to empty, or no? Is it still miles there?
Still miles.
Okay, that's good. For all of our Russian, for all of our Russian listeners out there.
Well, it would be in China, it's going to be kilometers.
That's right. In China, it's just kilometers too.
When we do a show over there. K2E.
That sounds
like an underground fight club. K2E.
So I was, hey Jay, are we gonna start this interview or what?
We've been doing it.
Oh,
yeah.
All
right.
He's been waiting so long to ask some jacked up questions.
I know, just go for it.
Just fire him off. They've been waiting.
I think you guys are doing great. Keep up.
Good
work.
He wants to ask
him. I know. You're doing fabulous.
Nate's ready to go. Go ahead and ask Nate first.
All right, Nate. You want a good question?
Sure.
Are you sure?
He looks a little scared.
Nate's
the quiet one of the group.
He's turning red.
Nate's the quiet one.
I mean, it's just, you know, you can drum really fast, right?
I have eight hands, so you can't see my drum. It's good to go.
Have you ever put that drumming skills to use? Like on something other than drums?
Jesus. English.
Yeah, like, well, like, do you have any cats?
Cats, no.
No?
We eat cats, so.
Nice.
Nice.
You got those mad drumming skills. I was thinking, like, on something that's got, like, six nipples, you could, like, go to town, right?
So could Ryan.
Yeah, right. He has an age requirement, though, so. 38?
I think that should be the name of your first CD. 38.
There you go.
Or she didn't have six nipples. That's what I'm saying.
That's the first song.
Yeah, that's the first song.
There's
your
lyrics for the new song.
38. 38, she didn't have six nipples.
She didn't have six. Fuck pots. We don't do pots. Actually, I don't have any questions. I think these guys were pretty fucking awesome. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You brace us for all these bizarre questions you're asking.
And you.
Hey, fuck off, pal. Okay. This isn't Burger King. You don't get it your way. You get it my way, or you don't get it, son of a bitch.
Okay. I'm a little bummed.
That's right. What we're going to do is we're just going to take all your words, and I'm just going to ask a question. We'll just hack it out. Are you a turd-burger? Yes, I am.
Yeah. Why don't you guys ask him about some of his famous dreams?
Tell us about one of your famous dreams.
One of my famous dreams? I have all kinds of
Dreams like sleep, or dreams like aspire to dreams.
Like sleep dreams.
Yeah, they're kind of mixed together, though. It's hard to tell where the line stops. But I had this dream. It kind of turns out that somewhere in my family line, like two or three times. I had like an uncle that was actually a dolphin. And it was pretty cool because I have like this blowhole on my back, and I could like take really long baths. Hold my breath for a long time. It was pretty crazy being like 1/10 dolphin. I kind of liked it. It was cool. I could swim for a really long time.
I'm not sure how to react to that.
Yeah. How do you think I feel? I got a blowhole on my back.
I apologize.
Yeah,
that
was cool.
That was really
it was hard. It was hard in school.
Where you're almost about to get some and you wake up. Every time I've ever had that dream, I wake up, I'm like, just let me go back to bed. Just let me please try to go back to bed. Never do. Ever.
It's okay.
It's bad.
It's going to be all right.
38.
You guys don't have any other crazy dreams like that, then? No? Nothing like that, huh?
No, I told you that you're on your own with that one.
I think so. You never had like a dream that you're like wrestling a squid or something like that? I get that one all the time.
Who wins?
You know, it's kind of tough to say because the motherfucker's got eight arms. Like, what are you supposed to do? How can you win? You can't. I mean, you just kind of get
beat too, man.
Yeah, they can bite.
They
he went bowling the other night with a squid head. He didn't tell you that one either.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was for the fate of the world too. The whole world was on the line, right? And I'm fighting these aliens, right? And they're bowling like some mad. They got some mad bowling skills. These aliens. And they're all like, oh shit, you know, I gotta pull out the secret weapon. And it turned out to be like this squid head. And like I had to like stick my hand like in eyeballs in its face, you know, like
lower
down.
You
know,
a lot of drugs.
No, but he should be.
Yeah.
Squid head.
Squid head.
Got a picture.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of weird because they're really long, right?
Hey,
yeah.
What's a squid head look like? A condom?
Kind of, a little bit, only with like an arrow point. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but it works as a good bowling ball. Trust me. I've
but,
done it.
But did you win the fate of the world?
You know, I woke up. I don't know. I don't really know if I won or not. So maybe we just had like a timeout. I don't know. Maybe I'll fall back to sleep tonight now that we reminded me. We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll just snap right into it. It happens.
Nightmares about calamari and...
Yeah. Nightmares. You know what? I don't get nightmares very often. I had a nightmare that somebody just walked into my room and shot me in the back. I was like, what the fuck, you know?
And that's with the hole.
Yeah, that's with the hole. Yeah, and it was like, oh, the blowhole. That might be how I got it. One-tenth. Maybe one-tenth, though. I don't have flippers.
I don't think girls would dig that.
The blowhole? Oh, they do.
Did you know that he has a 43-year-old virgin roommate that loves Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, it's true. It's true.
Write a song about that.
He's also a bartender.
You should write a song about that.
There you go.
And Legos.
We're giving him a lot of good material tonight.
Yeah. You guys will go home and think about it.
And that bitch could wrestle.
Don't make her mad. Don't make her mad. So can we get one more song from you guys before we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Do you want to play one of our songs?
No. I do that all the time.
Oh, okay.
Let's do Silence. Or you go to the city.
Do you have any songs about Ben Affleck?
Where'd that come from?
Ben Affleck's popular.
No,
we?
Yeah, we're
this was called About That Girl. Another one of those. This one I actually did write about my ex who doesn't even talk to me.
But
she
does.
Yeah, she does. She just doesn't like me. But anywho, here it goes.
Well, why doesn't she like you?
She has her own reasons.
She has her own reasons?
Yeah, she has her own reasons.
That we all don't know about?
Yeah.
That guy was me.
Nice. Golf clap.
Very cool.
So the Rock the Roof gig is coming up on the 19th?
9 o'clock for the first band on. Please, anybody listen, please.
Woo! Yeah, it's going to be good.
All I'll do is email our MySpace page. We'll drop their tickets off to them. $5.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Hey, what day is 19th?
Yeah, that's cheaper than Ticketmaster charges to deliver something when you get the ticket for $5.
And Nate will come to your door.
Wearing one of those shirts, right?
Yeah.
The tank top one, right?
Yeah. And I give free happy endings.
Oh, I love egg rolls.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
You need to know that.
Yeah. Nate,
I
keep doing
things. Nice. Well, I want to thank you guys for being here. You guys are awesome. We play your music all the time.
I know. Come on.
Yeah. Next year we'll get you out to Desert Fest.
Yes.
Definitely should play that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why not? A lot of 38-year-olds out there.
Oh, right.
And ants.
I need one.
Desert Fest.
Yeah. You guys will love that.
Yeah, it's a desert.
Ants a fest.
Yeah. We like to mix them together.
Yeah.
Cool.
So anyway, yeah, thanks for being on. It was fun.
Thanks.
We'll get some people to come out to your show.
Yeah, let's hope. Remember, two pairs of free tickets.
Right.
I'm looking at the microphone like at the camera.
Yeah. It's all right.
Just email, if you're a chick, just email a picture, and if you're really hot, they'll judge, and then you get the tickets.
Oh, that's cool.
That work?
Yeah.
That works?
Yeah.
Any chick, well, no, not any chick.
21 and up.
21 and up.
Yeah.
38 and up.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Like, wow, that's cool. She wrote Miles Dempsey on her boobs, and you got her knee in the same shot.
Nice.
Ryan's like, winner.
That's me being support.
But again, guys, thanks for being here. It was awesome.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he goes again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the 4th message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What, are you stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical, doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Right here on the 44th floor, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Give it up for Miles to Empty.
Oh, yeah. They were freaking unbelievably mild. They're good.
No, they're good. And the first band in the new live room here, the Rockin' Comedy Show. So had a few little technical problems. But again, guys, when somebody says get closer to the mic, you don't lean further away.
Yeah. Were we talking about that at the beginning of the show?
Yes.
Maybe?
During the sound check. Which is great because they got it when they were singing. But you know, when we're talking, they're just kind of chilling out. Like
they had a really good drum solo.
They did. Nate was awesome.
Yeah.
But they gave some tickets to give away, and I thought, I'm not just going to give them away. I want somebody to actually kind of work for it. So I'm going to give you three songs.
All right.
And they have to kind of, who's ever listening, has to be the first one to email me with the right answer. So I'm going to give you, like, maybe 30 seconds of each song.
Okay.
And they can figure out who it is. So the first one is this one.
Who's it by?
I can't tell you who it's by.
How the hell am I supposed to get the ticket?
You're not supposed to. This is for the listeners.
You never specified.
Unforgettable.
Wayne Brady. Think of your
That's
eyes.
That's what you are.
Trevor.
Unforgettable. Though near or far.
It's the guy. Just try to, if you can guess the guy, if you're listening, that's that'll win. That's a minute and something of that song. So you have to try and figure that one out. Try and figure this one out. No. Why are you guessing? It's not for you. You've got tickets. They gave them to us during the interview, you jack. So that's the three. That's the three songs. You have to figure out who's doing Unforgettable, which is this one right here. Yeah, you don't have to guess the song. You have to guess who's singing it, jackass. But you don't, because you have tickets. Now shut up and let them listen. God.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
No, because you were talking like you are now. I thought I'd give him another chance to listen to the song.
Like a song of love that sings to me. Oh, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been.
No, that's the part I want him to figure out. Don't sing over that.
In every way. And forevermore. That's how you stay.
So just be the first one to email crazyj@comic.com and tell me who it is. Yeah, I didn't want you to say. For this one, I'll give you a clue. Not you, but the people listening to the show. She was a famous singer in the 60s. I'm not talking to you. And she sang, her most famous song was about a party. And she could do something at that party. Maybe. And then we have this one for you. Also a famous artist from the 60s. Doing some Billy Idol. So there it is. And I'm really surprised usually the listeners that actually email me and they get it. So,
Yeah,
they're really good. They can figure it out. I just want to see if they can figure out the first one, who the male is on that one. So those are the three. Try and figure it out. Scan back and forth as many times as you want. Listen to it. Try and figure it out.
I'll give you a little hint. Flock of Seagulls.
You know, coming up this week, my rock band, Plan A, is in a contest for $10,000.
You're going to do it?
We did it. We signed up.
You did? Oh,
mm-hmm.
God. Oh, Lordy.
Come on, that should be pretty good.
Oh,
what do we have to lose? Nothing. It didn't cost anything to sign up.
Oh, Lordy.
Come on, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, sure. I'll be there in the drum.
Where's your support?
I'll be there. I will be there. I'll dance very awkwardly.
So, yeah, come out. It's going to be at the Harris Hotel inside the Dueling Piano Bar.
Nice.
We get to go up and do one song. I'm not going to tell you what song we've picked to do. And if the crowd likes us, if it's not offered in Rock Band. Anyway, if you make it through the first round, you get to go and perform at Carnival Court.
A second song?
No, it'll be the same song.
Same song?
Yeah, but not the same day. They'll sign you to come back like another week to go back to Carnival Court with the final people. Then, not only do you win $10,000, you get flown to Atlantic City with your rock band van to open for the B-52s on stage.
Weird.
Second prize?
Practicing?
Second prize? Every week, buddy. Second prize, $1,500.
Once a week? You practice a lot more than that.
I didn't say once a week. I said we play once a week.
Are you practicing that?
Yes. Second prize is $1,500. Third prize, $750. Third prize, $300.
Why am I whispering?
And we decided that whoever sucked the most, if we get $300, they don't get nothing.
Really? That's awesome. That's
so
sweet.
Scanlon was like, well, we should all play an expert because that's how I play, and it's the only way I was going to play. I'm like, who said you were even invited to play?
Well, he would definitely be the one doing all the sucking.
If he plays guitar, like he plays pole position.
Yeah, or plays a pole.
And back to the pole position, like the first night was a lot of fun. And then I knew when we went last night that there was trouble because my car didn't take off right away and it got a running start. And I was like, this isn't going to be good. Can I just get another car?
You had to get a running start?
Yeah, he pushed it and let it get going.
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, are you kidding me? And then your brother spins out in front of me.
Yeah. Then I would just say all kinds of little fiascos. You know what, dude? They overcharged me, too. They overcharged me. It was supposed to be $20. The guy charged me $25 for each person. So it was supposed to be $20.
Yeah, I got in an accident last night, too.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Not in my car. I was hanging out with a buddy who was in town from L.A.
Were you driving?
No, I wasn't driving. But we were coming off the Summerlin Parkway, and you got sideswiped by a cab. And it was so funny because his car's total. And, like, the taxi slammed us into, like, the rail trying to get off. And then the taxi cab authority shows up and they're trying to buy it off. Like, here, we'll give you a check for $1,500. He goes, $1,500? That's not even going to cover the damage to my car. He's like, oh. And so we ended up, getting checked out. And he was like, no, I'm going for a ride in the ambulance and these motherfuckers are going to pay for it. So he's,
wow.
Yeah, I was all jacked up when I got up this morning. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I won't be doing pole position tonight.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was like an hour after pole position. We went and hung out. I was like, I guess I should have done karaoke with Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hurting. I was feeling really bad.
I wound up going afterwards to Aloha Kitchen.
Oh, that place is good.
They have some dude, there was skin on my chicken. What the hell? If I wanted skin on my chicken, I'd have ate it alive. Weird.
All right, well, let's do the news.
Deedly-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Here we go. All right, so we're going to get things started with our friend Bruce. Bruce, if you're listening, I never thought I'd see anybody with a worse lazy eye than you, my friend.
And it goes like the eye. Actually, it looks the same way as his eye does.
No, if you think about it, Bruce's eye actually goes the opposite direction.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. Because you don't quite know where to center your conversation with Bruce.
Yeah,
but if you're listening, Bruce, the love is there. Kansas City, a man was charged after crashing a car into the Cinemark movie theater. His name? Sterling Devine. He's 25. He was charged on several counts after the wreck. Police said they were responding to a home invasion call on West 53rd Street when they spotted the suspect's car and tried to pull him over. They said Devine ran two stop signs and a red light on the Country Club Plaza before crashing his car into the Cinemark Theater. Devine allegedly, I love how they say allegedly. You've seen him do it.
I know.
Like, there's no alleged. He did it.
Yeah. Maybe.
Devine allegedly used a baseball bat. Well, maybe they didn't see that part. He used the baseball bat to smash out a window and crawl out of the car before police officers used a taser gun. Don't tase me, bro!
Don't tase me, bro!
Used a taser gun to subdue him and take him into custody.
So they watched him.
So maybe his eye was normal, but when they zapped him, it got stuck. Who knows? That was Kansas City. I thought this was another Kansas City story. This actually took place in Wisconsin. A man faces arson charges after telling authorities he wasn't thinking when he decided to use gasoline for cleaning up his apartment. and then tossed a lit cigarette into a pile of gas-soaked cushions. And they immediately knew something was peculiar. Anyway, he tossed a lit cigarette into a pile of gas-soaked cushions and clothes. A criminal complaint filed quoted a 47-year-old man as saying he knew gasoline is flammable and never should have used it. The complaint said that when the fire began Friday, he didn't pull the fire alarm, but instead shouted fire a couple of times and walked into the Mesa Police Department for an ambulance to take him to the hospital where he was treated for burns. Firefighters said the blaze extensively damaged the apartment and caused heavy smoke damage throughout the building, putting tenants of 11 other units out of their homes.
Wow, that's intense. That was intense. You're all fucked up right now.
House passes bill that's too gross to talk about. Counted among the shortest debates to ever occur in the Oregon House. Good bill, I urge you not to vote upon. Any closing remarks? No, Garrett said firmly. The proposed new law nobody wants to talk about would make it second-degree sex abuse crime to propel a dangerous substance at another person. The substance being... I should have read this a little more clearly. Because now it has stumped me. The proposed new law nobody wants to talk about would make it second-degree abuse... a second abuse crime to propel a dangerous substance at another person. The substance being semen or another bodily fluid flung out of sexual desire.
What? How did it even get brought up?
Yep, apparently such behavior is part of a gang initiation ritual. The proposed law follows an incident last June when a man threw his semen on a mother in a Portland area Target store. her little girl saw it first.
Oh, God.
The man was convicted of assault, said Representative Scott Brunn, but Brunn and others thought the crime should fall into the category of a sexual assault. The bodily fluid in question was not the same thing as throwing a Coke at somebody, Brunn said during an interview earlier this month. He kept quiet when the bill hit the floor, passed 57-0, and now moves into the Senate.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. No flinging semen.
No flinging semen.
Oh, but monkeys can do it all the time.
No, they fling poo.
Oh, yeah.
A Chinese pensioner has finally had a broken syringe needle removed from his bottom after 31 years. Lei Du said the needle was left in his rear by an amateurish doctor back in 1978. The 44-year-old says he got a cold and when a doctor he went to see in the village in 1978 pierced his bottom with a needle, the needle broke. Du says he was hospitalized for 9 days in a larger hospital, but doctors couldn't find the broken needle, so he just lived with it. Du says he recently decided to finally give it one last try, and after 3 hours of surgery, it was removed.
3 hours?
Talk about a pain in the ass. This is a great story. A decorated ex-cop who claimed he tested positive for cocaine because he ingested the drug during oral sex with his girlfriend can't have his job back.
What?
And this is a ruling from a Manhattan judge. Supreme Court Justice Eileen Rakower last month shot down helicopter pilot John Golden's attempt to overturn his April 2008 dismissal from the New York Police Department. Golden, a 15-year veteran, tested positive for cocaine in October of 2006 in a random drug test using hairs from his arm. Golden, an inherent of the straight-edge lifestyle that rejects substance use, didn't challenge the drug test as well. He sued last year after a state appeals court rejected the New York PD's use of hair to test cops for illegal drug use. This is a very special human being who devoted his entire life to being a police officer, said lawyer Paul Goldberg. He would no more use drugs than the man on the moon.
There is a man on the moon.
Jim Carrey.
Yep.
Golden's lawsuit said the cocaine in his system was the product of a passive ingestion from performing oral sex on his girlfriend, Corrine McCarthy, who once he tested positive admitted to him that she was a regular cocaine user. She never told Golden about her drug use. The couple met at a punk concert, and according to court records, they would often sweat while having sex 3 or 4 times per week. They split immediately once Golden tested positive for cocaine. More than 70 friends went to bat for the ex-cop, saying they had never seen him take even a sip of coffee, and that he had abstained at bars while others drank booze. Clearly, the wrong result was reached in this case. Goldberg said, "This guy should be a cop."
Yeah, he was only going down on a chick with a coke in her badge.
Gross.
He didn't realize it was a little tangy today.
Yeah, I don't know.
What did you do? Use Summer's Eve?
A judge has granted a mother's request to have someone harvest sperm from her dead son's body so she can have the option of carrying out his wish to have children.
Whoa.
Nicholas Colton Evans, 21, died last Sunday after being punched and falling outside an Austin bar.
Whoa.
His mother, Marissa Evans, told the Austin American-Statesman newspaper that he wanted to have 3 sons someday and even had names picked out for him, Hunter, Todd, and Van. I want him to live on. I want him to keep a piece of him.
Is that the kind of guy you want to have, you know, hanging around in your gene pool?
What?
I don't think so.
What? Hunter, Todd, and Van?
Yeah. Their dad got punched out and died, okay, in a bar.
Travis County probate judge Guy Herman ruled Monday in an emergency hearing requested by the mother because of the urgency of collecting the sperm intact.
Gotta be done right now.
Court documents said the sperm had to be collected within 24 hours of Nicholas Evans being removed from life support unless the body was cooled to no more than 39.2 degrees. Herman ordered the county medical examiner's office to continue storing the body at the proper temperature until the sperm could be collected. Other organs and tissues were already going to be harvested from Evan's body, the judge noted, and there would be no other remedy for the mother if time expired. What if she put the semen inside her?
I know.
That'd be weird. Her son's semen. Ew. Other organs and tissues were already going to be harvested from Evan's body, the judge noted, and there would be no other remedy for the mother if time expired. Evans and her attorneys were trying to find a urologist or other medical professionals willing to collect the sperm for a possible surrogate pregnancy in the future. There are no strong predictions in the favor of a parent being able to request post-mortem sperm retrieval, said the judge.
Nice. So, who's the father? He's dead.
What happened? He got punched in the face at a bar.
Yeah.
Fell down. Totally, he's kind of a pussy.
Yeah, he's a real lame ass. But his sperm's great.
Hampton Falls, a Florida man accused of robbing the Citizens Bank in December, allegedly told another he did it because he didn't want his girlfriend to have sex for money anymore.
Damn it.
Freddie Delgava, 37, of Coca, Florida, faces charges in federal court for robbing the bank on Route 1 in Hampton Falls. His trial was scheduled this week, but was postponed for 90 days at the request of Delgava's attorney. Documents filed in federal court added insight into Delgava. He may have committed the robbery, according to an affidavit filed by the FBI. He made numerous unsolicited comments while in the ambulance and at the hospital after his arrest. Delgava was hospitalized after his arrest became after police subdued him with a taser again after he began to slit his throat. Yeah, as the robber grabbed the bag, it ripped open and money fell on the floor, stated Hanlon. As the robber began to pick up the money, he began shouting that he had a weapon and not to press alarms. The truck was later stopped on Route 33, and Delgava was taken into custody, according to court documents. Police tased Delgava after he requested a priest and started to slit his throat with a knife while begging for police to shoot him. Hanlon stated the driver of the vehicle had no idea about the bank robbery. A statement later confirmed his tasing. If convicted in federal court, Delgava, however you pronounce it, faces up to 20 years in prison.
Wow. You better check on my other how-to then.
Speaking of people getting punched.
It's going to be out for a while.
This is a pretty good story. After pushing a woman off the docks behind Fisherman's Wharf on March 31st, a 34-year-old Destin man was charged with battery. The two had been walking with three others when the woman asked the suspect about a fight he had had earlier that evening at a bar. He turned back towards her and pushed her into the water.
What?
When the suspect was confronted by one of the other men, he grabbed that man and threw him into the water. He then jumped in himself and punched the other man in the face. He was also holding him underwater. Witnesses told the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office deputy the woman wasn't injured, but the man had cuts and bruises on his face, as well as a possible broken nose.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what about that fighter, you fucking bitch?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing that up? Yeah.
Wow, dude. Some people just don't talk about their jelly, you know?
Three teenagers have been charged in a shooting that left four guests wounded at a party in Lakeville in a dispute allegedly over a lack of women at the party. They were upset that it was more of a sausage fest. The charges filed indicated the shooting happened after the gunman and his friends were refused a refund on their entry fee at the house party. The 16-year-old who allegedly shot into the side of the home is charged with second-degree assault. An 18-year-old and a 19-year-old are charged with helping him conceal the gun as they drove away. According to the charges, Lakeville police were called to the residence. They found a male shot in the forearm, another shot in the thigh, a third shot in the butt, and a female shot slightly below the ankle. More than a dozen adults and teens were present when police arrived. Yeah, well, I don't want any sausage!
So weird.
This is a... This
must
is
have
a...
went to Scanlon's fight.
It must have. While on the gurney, you could say... this is interesting. While on the gurney in the emergency room, a doctor took a glance under his robe and said he was calling a urologist, according to the Daily Times. Jurors said no to a local couple's emotional fractured penis case against the urologist. Whenever I made love to my wife, it felt like the first time. It was great, the husband testified to a Delaware County jury of nine women and three men. The Drexel Hill husband claimed that the wonderful love life was ruined because his condition wasn't diagnosed fast enough for him to receive the proper treatment. The husband said he was left impotent. Well, that sucks. That sucks for that guy. the Drexel doctor's attorney told the juror in closing arguments that they'd probably seen and heard more about the male genitalia than they ever wanted to know. After seeing an MRI of the patient's penis and hearing the doctor explain why his injury was not like other penile fractures, you can really break it. That's the weird thing. Like, you can really snap that son of a bitch.
That's weird, right?
You can get it cut off, too, if you piss somebody off.
Yeah.
It's unlike any other penile fractures the urologist had treated. The jury decided there's no negligence on the doctor's part. The husband had testified that he and his wife had a healthy sex life until a Saturday morning in 2004. While having intercourse, he struck her pelvic bone. I heard a pop and a sharp pain, and blood started shooting all over, he told the jury, according to a newspaper report. I didn't have a clue what had happened. Blood was just spurting all over.
Oh, God.
His wife took him to the emergency room. The man claimed the doctor he sought out for treatment that day didn't figure out his penis was fractured. That's a big deal, he claimed, because apparently there is only a short window of opportunity to have surgery for a fractured penis. By the time the husband did some research of his own on the internet and got a second opinion, he said it was too late. I was really upset, he said. It ripped me apart. I can't have sex with my wife. It was so overwhelming. The man testified that he has tried lots of other options to get things back in working order, but nothing has helped. It hurt so bad, I tried to have sex but couldn't, he said. The man's wife testified Thursday and broke down in tears. We no longer make love, it's just sex, she said. We'll never have what we had before. It's gone forever.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Damn,
dude.
Oh, God. Blood. Oh.
Just a couple more. In Landshut, Germany, a man who climbed a spruce tree, tied himself to the trunk, and shot himself dead, and has been discovered 29 years after the suicide. German police said it looks as he meant to never be found again, said a police spokeswoman. Northeast of Munich is where a man was exploring steep forest, discovered human bones on the ground. Police then found the rest of the skeleton tied in a thicket of branches 11 meters above the ground with a gun next to it. The victim was 69 when he vanished in the summer of 1980.
So he climbed a tree at 69 years old. That's a pretty spry old man.
He meant business.
Seriously.
And the last couple of weeks on the Not in the News, we've been talking about boys and passing gas, getting arrested and getting suspended from school. But a man was stabbed after causing a stink, literally, in a motel room. While eating with a friend, police said, five men from the Houston area were sharing a Waco motel room Tuesday night, and two were inside the room eating when one had a flatulence problem. Waco police officer Steve Anderson said one man was so upset about the gas that he threw a large knife at him, cutting his leg, and then stabbed him in the chest.
Whoa!
The 35-year-old man was transported to the Waco hospital, where he was treated for what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries. Jose Brawl Ramirez... Huh?
He only got stabbed in the chest.
But, you know, probably didn't hit his heart. Jose Ramirez, 33, of Houston, was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police said he will be arraigned and is being held in the McLennan County Jail on $15,000 bond and placed on an immigration hold. Whoa. According to jail records, he cannot be released even if he posts bond until authorities verify if he is in the country legally. But he's probably not. A jail spokeswoman who declined to give her name said she was not allowed to release information on whether Ramirez has an attorney. Probably doesn't.
No.
And our final story.
He does have a tortilla.
To go with the enchilada?
Yes, feels the enchilada.
A 28-year-old woman allegedly showed up in court to answer a charge of driving under the influence with alcohol on her breath. The woman drew a two-day sentence from Municipal Court Judge Barry Zimmerman for contempt of court. She showed up on time, 10 a.m., but during a routine check for weapons at the door, bailiff George Gordon detected a whiff of alcohol. Police charged her with a DUI September 12th when officers found her parked in the middle of the road and she couldn't figure out how to open her car door. We just talked last week about the woman that couldn't get out. Maybe that's her.
Yeah.
Her blood alcohol level was 0.34, well above the legal limit for driving of 0.08. Her DUI case was will be continued to a court date in June.
Hopefully then she can sober the fuck up.
I got court and I can't sit through it. I got to have Jack Daniels and stuff.
Little beam.
That's going to do it for Not in the News this week.
Yay!
Hope you enjoyed it. It's a little different not having the sound bites.
Yeah.
But, we'll get it back. Webmaster Zach is on it. He's Dr. Zach right now, pulling the toast from the hard drive.
That's right, pulling the toast from the hard drive. Hopefully, it'll be all right.
But we're gonna take a break. When we come back, you'll be back with another how-to.
Either.
All right. Any hints on it?
No. A hint.
Well, about what it's about.
Enchilada.
Oh, God. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Mad Mike and his how-tos.
Hi there, this is Tom Lehrer, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
Hand in hand, we walk the city, neath the darkened sky. Stealing kisses in the shadows, away from prying eyes. Hiding out from those we know. Secrets whispered, voices low, pulses racing, hearts aflame, a love that dare not speak its name. But we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me. Don't tell our families or our friends, say one word and this thing ends. It's true, 'cause I'm prettier than you. Take you on a special date, enjoy your company. If someone we know happens by, just hide behind that tree. To a late night picture show or planetarium we'll go. A midnight picnic in the park, anywhere that's really dark. Well, we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me. But I'll enjoy this right or wrong till someone better comes along, my boo. Someone prettier than I were a shallow man. I wish that I cared not. I wish I weren't so superficial. I wish you were more hot. I should not be ashamed, you see. I love your personality. What we have is good and true. For you got me and lucky you. You're not hot enough for me, so close your eyes and sing along. At least I wrote you a love song. It too is prettier than you.
Stephen Lynch right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with something new from his Three Balloon CD. The lovely, lovely song called You, Prettier Than. What are you singing over there?
I don't know. I'm just continuing the song.
It's over. The song is over.
I gotta go.
So we're going to go see Stephen Lynch May 2nd at the House of Blues. Are you excited?
Scooby-dooby-doo. Yabba-dabba-doo. I'm going to go with you. Yeah, actually, it's going to be a lot of fun.
What was that? Whenever you walk out of this room and you come back like that, I'm just wondering what the hell goes on.
I know, right?
And whatever you're on, how come you're not bringing it in here? Because it's not fair. Not fair at all.
Sometimes I just need a little breath of fresh air, you know?
You guys stand out on the balcony of the 44th floor, get the fresh air. I think we're going to have table and bottle service out there during the summer.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome. I think that'll be
good.
Really good.
Good.
Really good.
All right, so it's time. It's time once again.
For what?
How-to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
For what?
For you to do a freaking how-to.
How-to what?
Just start it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I present to you how to be cross, how to be a cross dresser.
How does that have anything to do with enchiladas?
Everything, my friend.
Okay.
Everything.
I'm excited to hear.
Cross dressing is nothing to be ashamed of. As long as you feel comfortable with this style. And you feel like you're... you know what? It's just silly and wrong, okay? You're cross-dressing your silly wrongness. Unless it's Halloween, then I completely understand. Unless you have Carmex on your lips, then that's just weird, okay? First off, do it in stages. If you feel shy about this change in style... And find the idea of going from one gender's dress to the other overnight frightening, do it in steps, okay? Like alcoholism.
Slowly, so nobody can notice.
Yeah, you do it in steps, like J. Edgar Hoover. Wasn't he the one who was a cross-dresser? I think so. I know that because I have smarticle particles, okay?
Smarticle particles. Thanks.
Start with more subtle clothing, like G-strings. Choices of build-up to wearing things until you feel that are more daring. For men, you could just start with women's jeans and tops. Yeah, that's not noticeable. You're just wearing something with boob holes. You know, it's not
boob
noticeable.
Holes.
Yeah. You know? Because don't women's clothing have, like, a little extra lump there for the boobs? Girls could just start wearing smarter trousers and shirts. Smarter trousers? Since when do trousers have brains? They don't. Unless we're talking about your brain sack, you know, down in the old, blue yonder. But girls don't have a brain sack, only guys do. So how can you have smarter trousers? If I were you, chick, this is what I would do. I would wear, like, some Nikes, and I would probably wear, like, belt buckles with, like, Texas on it or something. It's very manly, right? Sure, why not? Go slow if you are worried. I don't think they mean put the clothes on slow, but they could. But I don't think that's what they mean. I think they mean walk slowly. That way more people notice you, or don't notice you like a ninja. You'll become used to wearing the clothes and become more comfortable with yourself. That's a load of horseshit. You're wearing women's clothing, dude, because you suck at being yourself. Let's face it, you suck.
She could be wearing guys' clothing.
She is probably a lesbian, and I want nothing to do with her because she's probably ugly. Unless you're a hot lesbian. But you can't be a hot lesbian because you're wearing dude's clothing. This just doesn't make any sense at all. This hurts my brain. My smarticle particles. They're feeling damaged right now. Ask a friend to borrow their clothes. That's not obvious. They're going to be like,
hey, Jen, can I borrow that dress tomorrow night? Well, sure, Tim.
Yeah, right?
Like, she's not going to question it. Like, I don't think it's really your size.
Scanlan, that's not really your color.
Scanlan, come on. We've been through this.
Yeah. Let's see here. Ask a friend to borrow their clothes and see if you are really happy with wearing these clothes.
I think there should be a store that caters to cross-dressing. It should be called Genders.
Genders, yes. Pan-genders.
Copyrighted. I don't want to see that. Copyrighted. I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd call my store Dips and Giblets.
Maybe if not genders, you can call it Switch.
Switch. The switcheroo.
Where did you get that dress? Bought it at Switch. Where it's okay to be a girl.
Also, if you have a friend you can share this new experience with. Hey.
How about the tuck and conceal?
Yeah. I got a great idea. Frank, you ever thought about cross-dressing? No, that's gay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's fucking stupid. it'll probably make you feel a lot happier with your feelings. Because your feelings are so important. Don't be afraid. Hold on. Don't be afraid to talk to others about this and involve them. But earlier, it's telling you to move in stages because you feel shy.
You know what I love about the crossdressers? Like when they have those shows like Cops or like the scariest police chases, and then they catch a guy and he won't get out of the truck. Then when he finally gets out of the truck, it's because he's in a dress.
Yeah. And you're like, oh.
Oh. Yeah, maybe you should get back in the truck.
Stay in there. What were you doing wearing that to begin with? What did you think was going to happen? You're on Cops.
That's what he really got stopped for. It was the fashion police.
Fashion police. Nope. You're not going out in that.
You got to be kidding me.
Remember, you are not a freak. No, you're not. But seriously, you are. But you're not a freak. But seriously, you're a freak. But you're not really a freak. But you're a freak. But seriously, no. But yes. Or... are you, or in any way, abnormal? That's totally normal. People wear other people's clothes all the time. In Gayland. In San Francisco. Watch, probably like, I am in San Francisco. Then, to my chagrin, I apologize. You are just you. And you don't feel you have to hide what you want to be. From others. Okay? But you're shy and you're hiding. But you shouldn't be shy and you shouldn't hide. This thing has nothing but hypocrisies. Shenanigans, I call them on it. Don't be embarrassed to show the world your package. No, that's not what it says. Don't be embarrassed.
Because Brian will check it out.
Yeah, he'll totally scope it, yo.
That still bothers me.
He'll get down on your.
You know why it bothers me? I got the guy Penn and Teller tickets. He's gone to a couple of nightclubs with me. He's come over to my house. Where's my grope?
I know, right?
Son of a bitch.
He's never checked you out.
Yeah, what kind of shit is that?
I'm prettier than you. stay comfortable with your look.
Although he did come over one time when I was watching American Idol, and he's like, if you don't change your channel, I'm going to grab your ass.
He said that to
me? Yeah, and I turned it up.
But still, yet, ixnay on the ass.
Yeah, he didn't grab my ass. Yeah, he didn't grab my ass.
Tips. Involve others. It's probably not a good idea, folks. if you're like an elementary school teacher, don't bring like outfits for the kids to try on too. That's a quick way of getting your ass kicked and losing your job. If you're going to go out and are shy about wearing your clothes, then go with a friend or meet up with them before the outing. Where the... like, are you just going to meet people? Oh, you're a cross-dresser too? Shit, we should hang out. just because you're cross-dressing does not mean you have to force yourself to be the stereotype. What the fuck is the stereotype? There's a stereotype for cross-dressing? You only wear what you like. You don't always have to cross-dress. You don't have to feel pressured to doing anything you don't want to do. Like smoking pose? Yeah, just because you're wearing a dress does not mean you're an Oscar Mayer fan.
But usually when they dress as a woman, they're you know.
Dude, they're out for it. They've tucked and taped, okay? You've looked for it. There's signs of it. It's, you know, it's stashed away. And, you know, you might find out a little too late, but you're drugged, and they're ready to rock. So, live with it.
But see, when I do it...
When I do it...
When I do it, I do it just for the attention.
Yeah, it's all about the feeling.
Yeah. I like the attention I get.
It's all about the memories. if you decide cross-dressing is not where you really want to B, do not feel... Okay. Do not feel as if you have to stay that way because people will think badly of you. People think badly of you because you cross-dress. If you think cross-dressing is not where you really want to be, just don't cross-dress. Try a pair of fucking jeans, dude. They're all right, okay? Wear some loafers. Put a fucking shirt on. It's cool. Why the hell would you want to wear a bra to begin with? Women don't even like to wear bras.
They burn them.
Yeah, exactly. God. And then it says, enjoy yourself. I don't know if they mean that in the clitoral sense, folks, okay? I think they mean have a good time wearing your weird-ass outfits and looking like a fruitcake. You fruitcake! But, you never know. Maybe you'll be falling out of a window and you happen to have been wearing a skirt and it will act as a parachute and save your life. You don't know. You don't know. Try it. I don't know.
That's
you
it?
Know. We don't know.
Proper way to cross-dress.
Now you know, you know. Be comfortable with yourself.
Now
we
know.
So ridiculous.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember, you can call us. The number is 702-979-9606. You can also check me out on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. That's where you'll find Don't Tase Me Bro, who is my counterpart, my partner in crime, yep, known as Mad Mike.
Mm-hmm. And fresh out of jail.
Fresh out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could add that to your list.
Yes, that was quite an experience. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't eat the corn.
Any groping going on?
You know, they try. They really go for it. But I was smart, and
you tucked and taped.
Well, when I... No. What I did was I was really fortunate because as they were taking me away, I happened to have... I grabbed some Alka-Seltzer packets, and, you know, when they started, you know, making their moves, I just shoved one of those up my bunghole, you know? Looks like you've got, like, rabies butt. They'll stay away. They will. They will. It works. Trust me. It works. For real.
For real.
Rabies butt. Try it.
Rabies butt.
Bust it on your friends. It's hilarious.
Rabies butt.
It's the new prank. It's the new in. Rabies butt. Give it a whirl. It's a real hoot.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Coming up next week in the live room, guys that probably know how to talk into a mic. And, I love Miles Embiid. I've gone and seen him a whole bunch of times, but I just think it's funny. They're just scared to talk into a mic.
They're miles from figuring that out, I think.
But I love you guys anyway. But next week coming into the studio, these guys right here, known as Leaving Springfield.
From the body, dance all night, whatever you dream. watch old movies, it'll be alright. Play strip, scramble, I just don't care what we do. I know you wanna catch a cabin head up town, crawl inside a bottle and get upside down. All I'm trying to say is that I wanna be alone with you. Well, Caroline says that this is the way, so you won't miss me. Do you wanna be stuck all night on the beach? You see, hey, hey, Linda, let's say it tonight. I stole cable from the neighbors and I've got great metal behind. We can all leave from the body.
So they are leaving Springfield, going to be here next week. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, those guys are amazing. And that is from their new CD, simply titled Tragic As We Speed Away. You know, every song on here is really good, but there's one on here I just can't stand.
Oh, yeah?
And we're going to talk about it when they're here next week.
Okay, cool.
Because it is, it's not good.
No?
No.
They really boned it?
They boned it hard. I don't know what they were doing on that song, but it's not good.
Sweet.
And I love them to death. I've seen, I don't know how many times I've seen them, and I support their music. They even did a show with us in L.A. In, last October, but that song was just not good.
Dude, we should make them wrestle in lemon juice.
No.
No?
No.
There's only two of them.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do the Crazy Eight. The Crazy Eight this week is the top eight.
Balls.
Zero Finger Songs. We'll be back right after this.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Sally and her big sister Marcy.
Hi.
Hello.
To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar are a combustible mix.
Hey, Marcy, let's go to the zoo.
Maybe the park.
We could fly a kite.
I want a hot dog.
No.
Ice cream.
Is that a horse?
I love horses.
Hey, let's dance.
Maybe that's enough chocolate.
And sing.
La la la. La 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 la.
It's also not uncommon for a kid to demonstrate special powers.
Did you know I can run through walls?
No.
Watch this.
Oh, Sally.
Don't worry. I also have amazing healing powers.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
That's all for now.
You put your keys between your knuckles. You walk in well-lit areas. Stay clear of parked vans. Someone approaches you, and you cross to the other side of the street. Your cell phone is ready. The numbers for help saved on speed dial. You lock the door behind you. Once, twice, maybe three times. Now you feel safe, secure. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not making healthy choices, you could be one of the nearly 2 out of 3 women killed by cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. So eat right, get active, don't smoke, see your doctor, and live. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at 1-866-399-6789 or visit us at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. Between a stoic facade of granite and the fury of the canyon. Between blindness and blinding beauty. Between deafness and the presence of breathtaking music. It's why there's EarthShare, the simple way to find balance. EarthShare is the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare, support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. And earlier in the show, I did tell you that one of our favorite bands, known as Zero Fingers, is calling it quits. Their final show is going to be April 28th. Do you have an unlimited guest list? So if you'd like to head over to Wasted Space and catch them and say goodbye and party with us, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's really sad to see them go because we've partied a lot with those guys. A lot of fun. And I decided tonight we're going to do an unusual countdown because normally the Crazy 8 countdown are the top funniest songs. But these guys have been getting a lot of airplay on the show over the last 5 years that I've known them. So we're going to send them off properly with the top 8 songs. And we're going to get things started with song number 8. That's the wrong one. Here we go. Here's the intro.
The other number 8.
He's not the average common two, he's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son, he's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay, he's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy 8. Crazy 8.
That song. song fucking rocked.
I love that song.
Oh my god, dude.
It's, really hard to pick the top 8 songs.
Whoa!
Some of the songs you really get over.
Oh my god.
Anyway, it was hard to pick just the top 8 songs because they're all just amazingly rocking good songs. And let's continue the countdown.
I have rabies, but.
On our way to number 7. It's just 5 away from 2. Not the 6th one, not the 5th one, not the 4th and not the 3rd. Here comes the one called number 7. We'll be right back.
number 7 on our countdown. Another rockin' tune from their last album, America's Most Wasted. That's Rosie's Neck.
This is a cool band. What's the name of this band?
Zero Fingers.
Oh. Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yes, they've been out to Desert Fest, and they've played all over town.
Sure this isn't If Lips Could Curl?
I'm positive.
Okay. It's like...
I'm freaking positive.
yeah, you never know.
I know.
Sneak one in by.
Punch you in the face.
Try it, pal. I will grab.
Let's continue the countdown, shall we?
If I was a number 7.
If I was a number 7.
I would be the number 6.
I would be the number 6.
And if I was a number 7.
If I was a number 7.
I would not be the number 6.
I would not be the number 6.
If I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be the number 4.
And if I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be 3, cause I'd be more.
And if I was a number 7, I'd be 6.
Listening to the Crazy 8 Countdown. We are just counting down the top Zero Finger songs. On the Crazy 8 countdown, number 6 was What's Wrong with Society, 7 was Rosie's Neck, and number 8 was Another Reason. If you haven't heard, Zero Fingers is calling it quits. Their last show is April 28th. You can catch them live at the Wasted Space over at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Do they really have, like, no fingers?
It's really weird. They can play guitar like you couldn't possibly believe. They're just amazing.
They've got those nubs.
Don't be dumb.
They've got some amazing nub skills.
Right. And we're going to continue with song number 5 here on our countdown. Here they are with Fall Down Drunk.
Yeah. think it's time this party's ended. Something you'll never hear from me. So there's no sense in pretending. No, it's no use, you can't get rid of me. And I think I lost my mind. It's hard to find, but I'm doing alright. So, take me down and lock me up and throw away the key. There's nothing left here for me. Don't want to spend another minute in the sun. No, I'm living in hell. But I'm just not too well.
Comedy show. I am your host, Crazy J. We are counting down the top 80 finger songs on our Crazy 8 countdown. You liking it?
So far, man, this is a cool band.
Yeah, that means they're not going to be a Desert Fest this year, and that just sucks. But we'll work our way around it. There's like 15 other bands this year, so it's going to be pretty cool.
I like how they throw in the drum thing right when the guy's doing that whole guitar thing. You know?
Now I'm singing about the countdown on the show with Crazy Jay. Jay's playing all the songs he thinks you wanted him to play. Jay is crazy, it really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is three.
And there it is. Number three. We're going to get ready for it right now. It is from their latest and last album, number three. It's their song called Go.
I was confused.
See, I'm a motherfucking city sucker to all pins. I got the world at my feet. Scratching my head, chatting my knees. Some little bitch, flip out the wind. Take me as I am with the naked and drunk. I got the rock and roll music for your top phone. Cause you can't feel the funk. That's a shame. Sometimes it's alright if I can be alone. Sometimes just wanna go. Now the book
blue. They want insanity, not the blues. Give a number two. Come on now with number two. You know just what to do. Give them now your number two.
So far today sucks, baby. Tonight we'll be better.
Number two on our countdown, I Don't Wanna. That's from their very first CD, their now out of print CD, simply titled All Thumbs.
No fingers.
No fingers, but we have thumbs.
That's clever, actually.
It is pretty clever. But right now on our countdown, we're going to do number one. This is it. This is the song that I was introduced to by the boys when I went and seen them at the Ice House years ago. Comedian Matt Markman sent me an email. He said, Jay, you have to come to the Ice House tonight and see this band. They're incredible. I went out there. I had to work at like 4 o'clock the next morning. They didn't go on till 1. I walked out of the club at 3:30.
Wow.
And my friend I was carpooling with at the time picked me up. He goes, dude, you look like shit. I go, I have not been to bed. So it was awesome. But it was worth it because these guys are unbelievable. So let's do the number one song.
Yay!
Sanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay. Don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay. Give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Woo, number 1. Give us number
care. She's broke, but it's over. She loves cats.